Hallelujah. I'm going to talk to you today about how to overcome any trouble. You know, when you're in a position where you're receiving great blessing from the Lord, where you're getting prayers answered, it just seems like God's doing lots of great things in your life. You can feel yourself growing in the Lord. And it just seems like just out of nowhere, attacks come. Now, nobody in this room is immune to attacks. In fact, Jesus said it this way, I came that you might have life and that more abundantly. John 10:10. He said, but the thief comes to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy. That's his whole intent. That's his whole purpose in life. But I'm going to tell you what, you don't have to let him steal, kill, and destroy from you. Amen. Amen. Praise God, because Jesus has won the victory, he has made us partakers of that victory. The scripture says that God always causes us to triumph through our Lord Jesus Christ. He always gives us the victory through our Lord. So no matter what you're going through, believe me that there is victory wrapped up in your trouble. God don't allow trouble to come to you without having a seed of victory in it. No matter what it is. Amen. And you got to know that, and you got to believe that no matter how bad the news is, no matter how tough the circumstance is, there is a victory wrapped up in it somewhere. Yeah. Amen. If you trust God. Yeah. Amen. Because if you don't learn how to trust God, then the devil will just run over you. Because your faith is a barrier against him. It's a shield. How many of you know we got the shield of faith? Well, what does it do? It shields. The shield of faith quenches all the fiery darts of the wicked one. So Jesus never said the fiery darts wouldn't be shot at you. He said, yeah, you're going to get shot at. He said, but the shield of faith will quench everything the devil's doing. We'll put out all his fiery missiles. You understand? God doesn't want you to be overcome. He wants you to overcome. It is the will of God for you to have victory in this life, victory over the flesh, victory over the world by our faith, victory over our flesh by submission and obedience to God, and victory over the devil by the blood of Jesus. Because the blood speaks about a covenant, amen, that we have an everlasting covenant with God, amen, and we have victory in these things. Now, James chapter 1. We're going to talk about today going from a place of sorrow and sadness and depression to a place of joy. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, some of y'all are already in that place of joy, but you know what? The devil's always picking on somebody. So we're after the ones he's been picking on today that it just seems like you can't get any joy and no satisfaction in life. But I'm going to tell you today, if you came in sad and you had to rejoice by faith this morning, I'm going to tell you, you're going to land in a place called joy. You're going to change locations today, because you can stay in a place of depression. You can stay in a place of sadness. You can stay in a place of anxiety and fear and frustration and being pressed down. But I'm going to tell you what, you can move. You can change locations in a moment of time. It don't take the Lord long to move you from one spot to another one. All you got to do is believe his word. Amen. Now, I like James right here. Let me get over there to Brother James. Brother James must have had some trouble in his life for him to write such a powerful book. Talking about wars and fighting. That boy went through some stuff, and he learned some things. He said, my brethren, I put Greg right on top of my brethren. So when I read it, I realize that I read it like this. Greg, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Knowing this, so I'm supposed to know some stuff, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect. That means complete and entire, lacking nothing. So you see, God have victory built into that trial.
That's right.
Didn't he? He said, count it all joy when you're surrounded by temptations, trials, and tests. That's what that word temptations is right there. It means trials. It means testing. When you're having difficulties, it means, you know, being in a place of hardship or just being in a hard place. He said, when you're surrounded by trouble, God has victory built into that trouble. Can y'all see it? He said, you start with a trial, but you end up in a place where you lack nothing. You see it? You go from one spot to another. You go to a place of severe hardship, testing, trials. Amen. Temptations. Because sometimes the devil put a lot of temptation on you. You got to fight temptation.
Yeah. That's right.
That's an attack against your faith.
Yeah.
So you go from a place of being tested and tried in great adversity. And he said, if you'll go through the process counting it all joy, then some other things is going to kick in. He said, now know some stuff that when you're being tested, when you're being tried, when you have bad news, know that your faith is being tested, that your faith is being tried. In other words, your trust in God is being put to the test. See, when you have trouble, sometimes God will allow you to have trouble because you need to know where your faith at. When your faith is being tested, what does that mean, my faith being tested? Those trials that come against you, that temptation that come against you, will let you know whether or not you're really trusting God or not. Are you really going to trust God through a difficult place? Or are you going to throw up your hands, give up, walk away, and just succumb to depression and sadness? Some people just give up. They go to a place of hopelessness. See, the trial took them in the wrong direction. Whenever you're facing a trial, you can go two directions. You can go further into the darkness or you can come out in the light. Every trial comes with a choice of whether you're going to trust God or not. Every temptation, every trial, every test, every place of adversity has in it built in two paths. If you don't trust God, then you can go further into depression, in darkness and gloom and hopelessness. And that's what happened when people, when they take that path, then things don't get better. It get worse and worse. And Satan really brings the attack. And that's how people end up suicidal. Because what had happened? They done lost hope. When you lose hope, that means you ain't got no joy. When you've lost hope, you're sad. When you've lost hope, you're blind and you can't see a way out. But I'm going to tell you, for a child of God, there's always a way out. I don't care how far the devil done push you over in the darkness. You might be on the breaking point of wanting to give up. You might be that far, and the devil may be, trying to put the last stake in your coffin. But in that place, God can reach through that darkness because he is light. He can dispel all the darkness. And I tell you what, he wouldn't necessarily have to move you. All he'd do is just show up there. Because his presence makes darkness light. In other words, when God show up, all the darkness get out of there. He wouldn't have to move you. He just come up, show up, and all the darkness leave. The devil got to go. Amen. Let me go back and read this right here. Listen at it again. Read this. Read it. Put your name right there. Say it. Say your name. Count. Now, I'm gonna say it. Stanley. Count it all joy. Now, did he say it was joyous?
No. Hallelujah.
Did he say it was exuberation? He said, do what? How do you do that? By faith. Count it all joy when you are surrounded by different kinds of temptations. Yeah. The word divers means various kinds. It seemed like the devil hit there, he hit that, all of them different. You win this battle here, there's another battle over here.
That's right.
You win that battle, there's another battle there. You know, while you're going through this one, then this one here pop up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My God.
See, but when you know that the trying of your faith is going to produce something in you called patience. When you know this, then you can count it all joy. When you know that I'm going to end up in a place where I don't lack anything, I can count it all joy. And I can know that my present circumstances and situations, I can put a big old tag on it called temporary. Just write it out. Spell it right now. Temporary! That means that things ain't gonna stay the same. Because the first change that happened is a change that takes place in you. When you make the decision to obey the word, to count it all joy. He said, now, somebody said, I don't know how to count it all joy. Well, you need wisdom. You can count it all joy singing. You can count it all joy just dancing. You can count it all joy just saying, you know what? I'm finna rejoice, right? I'm finna offer up a sacrifice and praise. I'm finna praise God anyhow. Praise him. Look at your neighbor and say, anyhow. I'm praise God anyhow. I know I'm going through hard times right now. But I know that the key to my victory is that I gotta keep myself in a place of joy. Count it all joy when you're surrounded by different kinds of tests, trials, adversity. Jesus said the same thing in John 16, 33. He said, in the world, you shall have what? Tribulation. And then he did what? Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Why he tell you to do that? Because he's already overcome the world for you. Because he got built-in victory in the trouble that you're facing. Because the tribulation come with the answer in it. Whenever I've had great battles, I always come up with a great testimony. Think about it. The greatest battles that you fight in life, when God enable you to overcome by his grace, you end up with the testimony of how God brought you over. How many of you got a great testimony? You went through something, and then you talk about how God moved, and how God moved this way, and God moved that way, and God did this. Amen. And the devil had to back up and get out of the way.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100, or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
You say, girl.
But now
I'm found.
They still can't feel you.
But